Hey fam, Bougie Besties, welcome to another episode of the Bougie Best Friend Podcast. I'm your host Coco Cornelia Slunsky, and I want to start this episode by sharing a few personal updates. I don't know what's going on this year, but I feel like January, the first week of January, I was like, okay, I'm gonna be focused on my self-care and taking time to myself, and somehow life just got so insanely busy. I feel like I put so much pressure on myself constantly to overachieve. I posted this like vulnerable post where I was sharing also about my debt and how I am not in debt anymore, thank God, but how I was in such bad situations throughout my life and I never want that to be the case ever again. So I'm working super hard to the point that I'm sometimes exhausting myself and I'm pretty overwhelmed often, and I need to like do something about that. I need to like have a better schedule for myself. But again, I'm putting so much on my plate because my biggest fear in life is to live a mediocre life. And I was talking about that also in some previous episodes, but I just want to make it big and I want to be that person that's going to change the entire trajectory for my family and for my kids, future kids, and for Rocky, to be very honest. Like, I was just talking to a friend today. She has a little puppy and we were like, we're going to move to a house because we want to provide our dogs the best possible life ever. So that's one of my future goals. But the reason why I'm saying all of this when it comes to overwhelm and whatever, like sometimes we're just like on a treadmill, like we're going and going and going and we need to take a step back and like relax, me and you both. But stress is one of the biggest issues in our lives. I think that I just put so much on my plate because I want to be that person to make that difference for me and my family. And my biggest goal is to bring my entire family, that is everybody still in Croatia, I want to bring them to the US. My parents are visiting me in April, which I'm so excited about. They've never been to Miami and I'm hopefully going to take a little bit of time off when they're here. But I'm so excited for them to see and experience the city where I live in right now, because they used to see me. They visited me in New York, but it was a different time of my life. And I feel like now I'm actually proud of what I am and who I am and what I accomplished. And I'm happy to just share that with them, because if every time I go back to Croatia, I don't think, you know, they see me as their little kid. Like, they see me as their daughter and they don't see me as a grown ass woman that can take care of herself. So I'm very excited for them to come and to experience my beautiful home. I can actually call Miami my home, which I am really, really happy about. I spent so many years in New York and I was always loving New York. I used to think New York is going to be like my ride or die city, but it was so intense. And I feel like during my 20s, I went through so many bad experiences, which we're going to touch on a bit in this episode, because this is going to be another one of, you know, the episode is going to go all over the place. But I want to talk about intimacy a bit. And I've been getting these questions recently on what will Coco do, like how to spice up your sex life and how to say no to a guy that wants to have sex with you, and like just a lot of like sexy topics recently. I want to tell you about something super exciting that I'm doing. Last year, I hosted my first ever Bougie Best Trip in Ibiza and Mallorca. It was the best week with 13 women from all over the world. I couldn't even believe how well that trip was. Like, every single woman that I met on that trip was so inspiring, from different walks of life, everybody doing different things. And I was just fascinated how well we all got together. People sometimes ask me, like, how come you did something like that? I'll tell you why. I get so many beautiful messages from my Bougie Besties. I get so many beautiful messages from all of you. And sometimes I'm like, you guys should all be friends. You should all hang out. So that's why I created, first of all, that Geneva group that's still active. So like, if you go to Chicago, you go to New York, you go to San Francisco, and you don't know anybody there, and maybe you just want to have a drink with somebody, you can join the group and you can find somebody that's in that city. It's international, by the way. It's Europe, it's Asia, it's the US. you can find somebody and just message them and say, hey, I'm in town. Anybody free to grab a drink? I think that's great. When you're moving to a new city, it's a great resource just to like kind of step your foot in the new city or whatever. And then I was like, okay, but why don't I just do something in real life? And some girls started doing meetups, which I'm also like, that's insane. I can't believe that. So basically, I just want to, and I always get questions like how to meet friends as an adult. So I think this group is a great resource. But then I was like, I want to go a step further. So I saw these bougie besties do their meetups in various cities. So I'm like, why don't I organize something? So last year we went to Ibiza and Mallorca and we had the best time ever. But this year I wanted to make it even bigger because, you know, that's how I roll. So we're doing it in Miami this time, May 22nd to May 26th. I will be announcing the trip officially very, very soon, maybe in the next few days even. So if you want to spend a beautiful week in Miami with me and like-minded women, this is the time. Again, what I loved about that trip in Ibiza and Mallorca, like first when you see us, we have nothing in common, but we all have one thing in common, and that is to live the best life we can. Our standards are super high and we want the very best life has to offer. I would love for you to join my Bougie Best Trip in Miami, May 22nd to May 26th. We have limited spots available because I want to keep the group as small and intimate as possible, and I want to be able to spend time with every single one of you and not just like, you know, go to like a huge excursion. That's not my vibe. Also, we need to talk about Love is Blind. This is the first time that I ever watched that show. And I was hooked, man. I was so hooked this season. I don't know if previous seasons were this interesting, but this season was just so interesting. I'm actually recording a episode with my friend Lisa tomorrow about Love is Blind. And we're going to go through every single situation, relationship, every single drama, like everything. We're going to cover it all. But it is still March, so I want to touch on a few very important topics. And one of them is Women's Day. We should be celebrated every single day, not just on March 8th, but it's also nice to have a little day where you can, you know, celebrate with your girls. So this year, I went to Palm Beach with a group of girlfriends, some old, some new. I didn't know all of them before, but it was such a fun day filled with just, you know, girls having fun, like ladies who lunch. So we took the Bright Line, which is a train here in Florida. One of the nicest trains I ever took in my life. Went to some kind of museum. It was not a museum. It was like a sculpture garden. I felt so profound. Like these women that I was hanging out with, I'm not going to say that I felt imposter syndrome in the beginning, because I was invited by my friend Christina, who is a part of that group, and she is a lawyer, but like she is, you know, they're all very successful women. They're not like, I don't want to say anything negative about influencers, but they're like grown ass women with impressive careers. And I was kind of, you know, intimidated a bit in the beginning. One of them is a human rights activist. The other one is an art collector dealer. I was just so impressed with who they are and what kind of careers they have, because as women, we're constantly, you know, this biological clock, and we don't want to talk about it, but I mean, the clock is actually there. The same way men have a career clock, we have a biological clock. So around this age, 30 or something, we all feel this pressure to do XYZ. So like women, we want to have a career and we want to have kids and we want to, you know, have free time. Like there's so much that we put on ourselves. And I see that with myself. Like I want to be a great girlfriend. I want to be a great mom dog and a friend. And I want to have a successful career. And sometimes we're just putting on so much pressure on ourselves. And I think that March 8th is at least a beautiful day to celebrate with your girls. So we went to Palm Beach, we took that train, did a little sculpture garden, then we went to La Belle Bouquet, which is a super lovely restaurant. It's also in the Hamptons, and it was such a fun lunch. And then we went to Chanel. We were like ladies who lunch, and then we go to Chanel. Some girls bought some shoes and stuff like that. It was really cute. So we were drinking a little bit of champagne. But then at some point, they took all of our champagne glasses. Like some of them were half full. Some of them didn't have anything in it. And we're like, oh, can we get a refill? And they're like, no, everybody just gets like one drink. Okay, but like these girls are spending thousands of dollars on their shoes. And they're like, no, that's like the policy. okay. I mean, I get nicer service in the fucking Brightline train that gives me, you know, three glasses of, I didn't even drink that day that much. But that's what I'm saying. It was just so weird to see that you go to a super fancy store and they treat you as if you, you know, as if you should be grateful to be in the store and have a glass of champagne. We were just all laughing so much about the whole situation. Because again, some girls were really buying like fancy, expensive things. They, like, imagine you're spending $3,000 somewhere and you can't even get a glass of champagne. You know, it's just, I mean, this is such a first world problem situation. It's not even a problem. It was just very interesting. And you know how you always hear those stories when you go to a fancy store and they treat you, you know, they look at you up and down and they are just so rude to you. That's exactly what happened in that Chanel store in Palm Beach. And that was just so funny. It was very entertaining, but we were just laughing the whole time. It was a fun day. And then after that, I went to another Women's Day gathering with another group of super impressive, successful women. I just love surrounding myself with women that are doing something in their life. It doesn't have to be all work related, but I just like to hear about women making moves and doing beautiful things. So cheers to all women. Happy Women's Day and happy Women's Month. But it's also National Endometriosis Awareness Month. For those of you who don't know, endometriosis is a disease, a condition that 1 out of 10 women worldwide has. And I'm one of those women. I talked about this previously. I discovered a giant cyst on my ovary last January and I had to get a surgery. I'm going to put a link in the show notes so you can hear an entire episode about my experience and how everything was. But honestly, that 1 week that I was in the hospital, one of the worst weeks of my life, because I just thought that I'm doing everything right and I felt like my body betrayed me. And now 1 year later, I started to educate myself and I started to really pay attention to what could potentially even cause this, because nobody knows what causes endometriosis, which is fascinating. And 1 out of 10 women worldwide has it. That's insane. Like, that kind of stat is crazy. And it is the most underdiagnosed or misdiagnosed women's disease. Like, once I got diagnosed with endometriosis, I didn't even know what that means for me from now on. Like, what is this gonna do to me? What's going on now? Like, I have this diagnosed now, great, so now what? Because I never even had any symptoms when I had a cyst. So basically, I had a giant cyst on my ovary that was discovered during a routine gyno checkup. The thing is, I didn't have any symptoms before, so I didn't feel this cyst forming inside me. I also want to say something. It's interesting how nobody really talks about female health issues. Nobody talks about things that happen to only women, such as, you know, PCOS, endometriosis, and all these, you know, diseases that really impact the quality of your life. And I just want you to know that if you're having super painful periods, if you feel that something is wrong, you have to trust that gut feeling and you have to seek second, third opinion. Like, you just have to see what's going on. A lot of my friends are also having trouble conceiving. You know, they're married. They're like, oh, you know how, like, when you're growing up, they're telling you, oh, you should be so careful when you're having sex. You're going to stay pregnant. I mean, not stay pregnant. You're going to become pregnant. And now when you want to have a kid, you can't even have a kid. And a lot of my friends discovered that they actually have endometriosis. For those of you who are just hearing this word, endometriosis, over and over again, and you have no idea what it means, you are not the only one. I literally did not even hear the word endometriosis before I got diagnosed with it. So what is endometriosis? It's a medical condition where tissue similar to the lining inside of your uterus, called endometrium, grows outside of the uterus and basically just messes everything up. Like, nothing is working well down there. And some women have pelvic pain, super heavy periods. There's, like, you just pretty much your period is hell and back. But some women have no symptoms, like myself. And my doctor told me it's because of the position of my cyst, something about, like, behind my uterus. Ever since I started posting about it on social media and talking about it with my friends, I was mind blown how many women have that, or how many women have been dealing with stuff like this, and nobody talks about it. And that really pisses me off. Like, if you're going through this, I really want you to know that you are not alone, and you can always DM me or talk to me or just tell me how you're feeling, because this is such a, it is really hard to be a woman sometimes. And some things that we go through, it's just the mood swings. I can't even tell you, like, after my surgery, my hormones were going ballistic. So think about this, like, I had an IUD for 5 years that had hormones, and then they took it out. My body's probably shocked. Also surgery, my body was probably like, what's going on? And then I started taking birth control pills because my doctor said this is the best way to kind of regulate my hormones or something like that. So that was another adjustment to my body. And I had days where I would literally sit down on the floor and just cry for no reason. And Wes was looking at me and I was like, I don't know what's wrong. I don't know why I feel this way. I'm just so miserable. And it's, you know, hormones are crazy. And when men call women crazy because of our hormones, I want to just like punch a wall, but I won't because I'm not aggressive. So if you're battling with endometriosis or anything like that, please feel free to DM me, talk to me. I just want to help you. And ever since I started talking about it, I just realized how many women are feeling super alone and how scared they are. So I'm sending you a virtual hug right now if you are going through this and listening. But I also want to say, I mentioned I was in Palm Beach with that group of girls, and we were just talking about like, what does it mean to be a woman and all these like difficulties that we go through as women. And then the other day I was watching SVU, Law and Order, which is like my favorite show on the planet. I love Law and Order. 25 seasons is strong. And Law and Order has all these episodes, obviously, about sexual abuse. And I should have probably said like trigger warning before this. But I am mind blown how often that happens, and how even if it's not, this is like, I'm like really jumping topics here, but if it's not, you know, an actual rape, how many times you felt pressured to do something just because you're in a situation. Or how many, like, I even get messages on my Wawakokodoo, like, he sent me a dick pic, like an unsolicited, you know, he just sent me a photo. What should I do? How should I react? And we are so violated constantly. I'm not even going to get into social media. Like, the comments I get and the stuff that people write to me, not as sexual, but just like commenting on me constantly. It messes up with your psyche for sure. But what I'm trying to say with sex and intimacy, I just want you to know that you are never pressured to do anything with anyone. Your body is your body. And nobody has the right to touch you inappropriately. Nobody has the right to tell you that you need to do something for them or to them, or they need to do something to you. It breaks my heart when I see how many women go through stuff like this. And sure, SVU is showing the, and sure, my show is showing, you know, the worst cases. But I even remember, I mean, this is definitely TMI, but looking back on my 20s, or, you know, when I started like having sex, I have to say that many times I did things with guys that I probably shouldn't have done, and like I wasn't comfortable, but I felt pressured into it, and I felt like, well, I'm here, so I have to do it. As you've heard in this episode, getting diagnosed with endometriosis was a huge shock to my system. And ever since then, I started really getting interested in women's health and learning about products that can help me stay healthy and happy. And you know I'm picky, especially with my supplements. But one of the wellness brands in which I truly do believe in is Happy V. They're a women's wellness company committed to creating scientifically sound products to help women lead healthier, happier, and more empowered lives. Their products are developed to support gut health, vaginal health, and immune health with clinically proven ingredients. I also love their social channels. They're constantly educating through their content and inspire all women to take control of their health. I've been using their prebiotic and probiotic pretty much ever since I got diagnosed with endometriosis. Also, have you ever experienced unusual vaginal discharge, itch, or odor? I definitely have, and their prebiotic and probiotic has also been designed to eliminate those uncomfortable feelings, and it works quickly to balance your vaginal pH levels. By the way, did you know endometriosis affects 1 out of 10 women worldwide, yet it remains one of the most misunderstood and misdiagnosed conditions? That's crazy. As we celebrate National Endometriosis Awareness Month, it is crucial to educate ourselves about this condition and offer support to those affected by it. So head over to happyv.com and take control of your gut and vaginal health. That's happyv.com. That's happyv, as in vagina.com. Or like if you are dating somebody and you're making out and you're like, I don't want to have sex with you. Like, I just, you know, want to spend some time with you. And they're like, oh, but just a tip. Oh, just a little bit. Oh, but you know you want it. Or come on, we're both adults here. Why did you come if you didn't want to do it? Or when they're like, oh, I'm not going to do it. I'm just playing around. And then they literally put it in. And then at that point, it's like, what do you do? What goes through your mind is like, why did I put myself in that situation? Why am I here? Why am I letting this happen to me? But then you're like, but maybe I wanted it. Maybe that's why I'm here. So, and this is a realization I had recently, honestly, when I was watching an episode of SVU, that I went through similar situations like that. Not as, you know, aggressive as the show is, but, and I can vividly remember situations when, you know, you are just like fooling around with someone and you trust them that they're not going to do anything, and then they do something. And I don't even know how to process this, and I don't even know where this fucking came from. I was not even planning to share this. But I just want you to know that if somebody is pressuring you into having sex, that is definitely not your soulmate. And that's definitely not the person that you should be having sex with. That person does not respect you. That person does not hear you. That person, you're just like not on the same wavelength. You don't want the same things. So if somebody is pressuring you into doing something, even if it might feel like super uncomfortable, just pack up your shit and leave. You don't need to stay there. When I was single, I remember how, you know, like you're out with a group of friends and then maybe you go to somebody's apartment, like a little after party, and then you maybe like you're making out with a guy that you like and it's kind of cute, and then you go to a room and you start like, you know, just like fooling around, touching each other, you know, he grabs your ass, boobs, whatever, you know, he does a little something, and then he like starts, you know, unbuttoning his pants and shit. You're like, what are you doing? I know you want it. Maybe, you know, you want to just like touch it, or like, it's just gross. I mean, honestly, looking back, definitely when you are so young and naive and gullible, a lot of stupid things happened in my 20s. But God forbid that you actually, you know, sleep with somebody and end up pregnant with their child. I don't know what I would do in that case. I personally never had an abortion. I'm going so deep in this podcast, and I barely had any like notes. I just knew that I wanted to talk about Women's Day, and I wanted to talk about endometriosis because it's March. You know that I'm always 100% with you, and I'm trying to be as real as it possibly can. And I just want you to take your power back. If something like this did happen to you, recognize it. It's not your fault. You didn't do anything wrong. You did the best you could do with the knowledge you had at that time. So if this happens to you again, if you're fooling around with a guy and he's pressuring you into doing something, you know that you gotta leave. And you know that this man is not your husband. This man is not your soulmate. And you just gotta go. We touched on Love is Blind. I don't know how many Love is Blind fans are listening to this podcast, but there was this scene where this couple was Amy and Johnny. They were talking about sex and how he didn't want her to be pregnant because I guess he wasn't financially ready, which I totally respect. They were talking about possible options, and she's like, well, you can get a vasectomy. I mean, he was thinking about getting a vasectomy before thinking about using a condom. Like, Johnny, what is wrong with you? Just use a condom, pull out, like, you know, do just like, you know, what you're gonna get a little snip before that. I don't that was just so funny for me. But where I'm going with this is that you have to protect yourself and your body. If you're hooking up with somebody, maybe it's a guy you just started dating and he doesn't want to use a condom, that is a huge red flag. That is a huge red flag, because he first off, he doesn't care about his health. He doesn't care about your health. He doesn't even think maybe you have something. He doesn't care. And he does that with every single girl that he hooks up with. Like, he doesn't use condoms with them. So you can only imagine what kind of things are happening down there. And obviously, most STDs are curable, but there's some that aren't. But like, do you even want to deal with all of that for a dude that you just like hooked up with? I don't know. I definitely had a one-night stand experience in my life. Again, I don't know why I just shared that. But you always have to be very careful and mindful of your body. And in my 20s, I didn't look at my body as my temple. Like, I wasn't doing the self-care. I wasn't paying attention to my sleep, to my diet. I was just living life. And I think at that point, people weren't even talking about this self-care concept. So I'm very happy that this is a topic nowadays. I'm happy that women, younger women, are taking care of themselves. And I'm happy that I have a platform like this that I can tell you, if you're 23 years old right now and you just met a guy and you're going on a date with him tonight and he might like try to sleep with you without your permission, you don't have to do it. Please don't do it. Like, that's what I want you to know. And women are so much more sensitive to everything, like bacteria, infections, UTIs, bacterial vaginosis. Just like, we are so much more prone to getting these things. Men are, a transfer? No, he's like, sometimes men just transfer these diseases. They're not even affected by them at all. So I just want you to be mindful and careful of your body. And I've been doing this, what would Coco do? And, you know, I've been having this platform. I mean, I've been on Instagram for like 10 plus years, but I've had this type of content and this platform probably the past 3 years since I moved to Miami. Before that, I was a full-on makeup artist and beauty, and that was all I was posting about. Now, when I have these conversations with women like worldwide, it blows my mind how many women are just not taking control of their life. And it's almost like they feel like they don't have the right to make the decision. Like, in a relationship, if somebody is messaging me saying, I'm trying to break up with him, but every single time he convinces me, or he, like, I feel bad for him, so that's why I'm with him. Like, it's your life, man. Like, it's your life, and you should be in control of who you spend your time with, who you are in a relationship with. Like, you are in control. Even yesterday I was doing, was it yesterday? This week I was doing What Will Coco Do? And I was just blown away how many women are almost like afraid to live their life and afraid to ask for what they want. So maybe that's a job they want. Maybe they want to, you know, they're trying to get some their point across and they're just shy and timid. You were brought to this planet for a reason. If you were not supposed to be here today, you would not be here. You have to recognize that your existence is magical. Like, you being here right now, you listening to this podcast, you being, you know, as happy and healthy as you are today, that is a miracle. And even if you are battling with, you know, health conditions or mindset, or maybe you're super stressed right now, I just want you to take a second and just recognize how blessed we are to live in this day and age. Another question that always goes through What Will Coco Do is, when should I have sex with him? I, again, want you to recognize that you are in control with your body, and whatever you are doing, it's on you. So if you want to have sex with a man on a first date, that is your choice. Again, don't ever be pressured into it. But if you want to do it, you should absolutely be able to do it. If he doesn't call you afterwards, it's just because he doesn't like you. I'm sorry to be, you know, the bearer of bad news, but if he doesn't call you, he just doesn't like you as a person. You just don't have that connection. He doesn't want to be your friend. That's what it is, because I know a lot of couples that had sex on the first date and now they're still together, living life. Life is beautiful. But if this does happen to you at some point, that somebody is pressuring you into having sex, I think, again, recognize that's not your soulmate. Cut them off. Like, just when you are looking for a partner, they have to respect your boundaries. Maybe you're not ready to do it with them just yet. Maybe they what I want to say with all of this is you can have sex on the first date or the 51st date. It is your choice. It is your body. Your soulmate is going to respect your boundaries and respect your desires. And let me just tell you, when I say the word soulmate, what I mean by that. I used to not believe in soulmates until I interviewed this guy, Coot Blackson. I'm going to put that link also in the show notes because I really love that episode. I used to think that soulmates are the people that, I used to think that traditionally the term soulmates, people think of when you were brought into this world, there were two souls separated and now they have to like find each other. But that's not what it is. I'll tell you how I would describe the concept of a soulmate. It's when two souls connect and you give each other a promise that you're going to help each other's souls grow and evolve. So you're going to motivate each other to be the best version of yourself. And I think you can have a beautiful life with multiple people on this planet. But when you give that promise to that one person, you should, you know, be razor focused in them. But I also want to say, when you are not exclusive with someone, like it's you guys are just seeing each other, don't put all of your energy and effort into that one relationship. I'm not saying that you need to like date multiple people at the same time, but if you do want to do that, that is your call. I do actually usually suggest it. I just don't want you to, again, feel pressured into doing anything. But I think when you are, it's almost like when you're looking at apartments. When Wes and I were moving into this apartment, we were looking at multiple apartments in this building, in another building, and we just put in some offers. And whoever accepted our offer or gave us the best offer, that's the one we chose. We only gave offers to those apartments we were willing to consider, if that makes sense. So what I'm trying to say is if you are dating multiple people, until you find that one person that you really see yourself with, don't settle. Don't ever just be with somebody just to be with them, because you are closing the door for anybody else who's actually a better match for you if you are wasting your time with people that are not good for you, friendships or relationships. There's a question that I get asked pretty much every single week when I'm doing What Will Coco Do? And that is, how can you spice up your sex life if you're in a long-term relationship, or like what to do? This trick works every single time. Okay, let's pretend you're going to dinner with your boyfriend. This is what you're going to do. You're going to wear super sexy lingerie. You're going to go to the bathroom before you leave the house. You're going to take a selfie in that outfit. Once you arrive to your destination, to that restaurant, when you're going to start talking about food or like what you're going to order, maybe you can bring up dessert or he's going to ask about dessert, and then you can send him that selfie. You can just write, "This is going to be your dessert tonight." I promise you, this is going to make him so, he's probably going to want to leave the dinner right away. I think I need to get like a sex therapist or something on the podcast, because I think that would be so interesting. And also what I want to say, if you are in a relationship where you do feel safe and secure, don't be shy of who you are and the things that you want to try out. And what really breaks my heart is when women are messaging me saying that they feel unattractive, so they don't want to like get naked in front of their boyfriend, or they just don't feel like they're hot enough to have sex with them or something. I think that nobody is looking at your cellulite or your stretch marks if you are in the bedroom. If he is looking at that, if that is bothering him, again, he is not your soulmate. Because when you find a man that is actually meant for you, he's going to love you with all your flaws. I know that sounds so damn cheesy, but it's so true. Like, I have really funny toes, and Wes loves my toes. It's so funny. I hate my toes. Actually, I don't hate them. I'm happy that I have them, but they're really funny little toes. I think we can wrap this episode up. I know it was, again, all over the place. My solos are usually all over the place. And one of my bougie besties came to me the other day on the street, and she said that she loves my solos and that she wants me to dive more into female friendships. And oh boy, I have so much to say about female friendships because I was burned so many times. And that's another thing that I mentioned in that little vulnerable post that I posted recently. I have always battled with that concept of having a best friend because I was betrayed by so many women in my life. Not just women, like friends, but I was betrayed by so many besties in my life. And I think that's why I love my community so much, because I feel like I made, you know, I was so hurt that I had to create all of you bougie besties in my life. When you see like a group of five girls like going on vacation and, you know, the bestie group chats, I don't have that. Like till this day, I never really, sure, I was a part of group chats, but I didn't like the girls. I didn't like every single one of them. I was never a part of a girl group where I liked every single person the same way. And sometimes I would feel that this one is a little bitchy and that one is a little jealous and that one is just annoying. And this one, I don't know. I'm also very picky. You guys know that. I don't settle in my friendships or my relationships. And again, that didn't happen over. Like, I wasn't always like that. In my 20s, I had like bullshit friends. Totally. Some of them were such a waste of time. I wasted so much of my time in my 20s. But I think that's why I have this platform, to warn you for some things that you shouldn't waste your time on. I mentioned this friendship thing because I'm planning another friendship episode soon, even though I just dropped a friendship episode. But I just think I can talk about friendships forever, adult friendships, and how to, you know, cut people off if they don't serve you anymore. That's all for me today. I'm sending you a lot of kisses and hugs. XOXO. Bye-bye. Bougie Bestie, thank you so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed the episode. Be sure to subscribe to my podcast so you never miss out. I release new episodes every Friday. If you love Bougie Best Friend, please leave a 5-star rating and a review. Your support means the world and it helps the show grow. You can also follow me on Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube at Coco Beauty, and you can find Bougie Best Friend on Apple, Spotify, and all other major podcasting platforms. Love you, bye.